Egypt's Supreme Council of Armed Forces has ordered the release of 60 political prisoners who have already served 15 or more years of their sentence. The pardon was made possible by an amendment to the punitive law that also included harsher punishments for hooliganism and intimidation of the public.
I was in prison with Aboud and Tareq El-Zomer for the past 11 years, and I would like to thank the military rulers for the pardon they granted us. Also, I am so grateful for the youth of the revolution, as they succeeded to topple Mubarak's corrupt regime.
The prisoners include Aboud and Tareq El-Zomer, convicted in 1984 for their alleged role in the assassination of Egypt's former president, Anwar Sadat, and their association with the Islamic Jihad group. Sadat was shot dead by fundamentalist army officers at a military parade in Cairo on October 6, 1981. 3 years after he signed the infamous 1978 Camp David Accord that led to a 1979 peace treaty with Israel, the first of its kind by an Arab country. The five prime suspects, including the shooter, were captured and executed.
We support the revolution and the interim government. The military rulers must release all political prisoners.
Tareq El-Zomer was ordered released in July 2005, but he was never set free because of an Interior Ministry's discretionary power to hold a prisoner for up to 5 more years on security grounds. Aboud El-Zomer was also expected to be released after serving his term, but was kept behind bars on these same excuses.
Without the help of the martyrs and the youth, my son and his cousin would have been in jail for good.
The revolution came at the right time because without the pardon, my brother could have stayed in jail for another 10 years.
Keen to diffuse tensions over the question of political prisoners, Egypt's new military rulers say they will lift the emergency law and release all political inmates. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.